Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Please come say hi and bring garlic fries, okay?
Oh, I will. We will.
Yeah.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, I'm bringing him. She said bring him, Cam. You heard her.
I had to go get
she
a cup
would
of
be
coffee.
Disappointed. We're pulling up.
Looks like we got a date next
Can
Wednesday.
Can you name this artist?
I can't.
The Brat. Did I get it right, Cam?
I like this beat, though.
That's a banger.
No, shout out to L. Duncan.
Shout out to the boss for booking her.
Yeah. No, that was an awesome interview, and we're very grateful for her. Along with what Netflix is doing. Like, have you kind of noticed some of the sports that they've bought into? They've been a little more off the beaten path, right?
They have the Cowboy-Redskin game, NFL, Christmas Day.
They're kind of picking and choosing with all these different games that they're broadcasting.
So their cameras are incredible.
They got Christmas football. They got, they haven't had an NBA game, I don't believe, okay. But they have the starting five docs and a lot of stuff on there. They got, obviously, baseball now, and I believe the Skyscraper Live that L. Duncan was hosting was about a free solo climber.
I hadn't seen that.
Scaling this building, the tallest building in Taiwan, one of the tallest buildings in the world. And that was pretty cool, and they also have WWE, too.
She's off the line now. I got to say something. I'm an old fogey. I grew up on CBS, NBC, and ABC, three stations. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now I just, in regard to the NBA, my head has exploded. My comfortability that I had in regard to YouTube TV, getting the NBA League Pass, giving you my credentials so you could watch, that's all vamoosed, E. I don't know where you're laughing. I don't know where it's at right now, and it's bothering me. And now here we go with Major League Baseball with Netflix.
Well, that's kind of funny because I was thinking about today, I was reading this piece in The Athletic by John Hollinger about who the top five players are in the league right now.
MLB or NBA?
In the NBA.
Ooh.
But in MLB, you can make the case that certainly one of them is going to be on Wednesday with Aaron Judge.
Ohtani?
I mean, Ohtani's up there. And I did appreciate how she was honest and upfront about, look, it's a pregame show. We're trying to carry the momentum of the World Baseball Classic, which finishes tonight. It'll be USA against Venezuela.
Can't wait. Yeah.
And we want to make sure that people are not just the baseball heads, but the people that are, Netflix viewers that are just popping around, hey, let me see what's going on with this game, can actually enjoy and feel informed about the season heading into it. So I think that's the right move, and it's going to take time. Look, baseball is a sport that, as you brought up to Elle, is kind of been dying. But I feel like
I don't feel that way. I just hear it.
You don't feel it?
No, it's pleasure when I watch. It's my spouse. Like it's there for me, and it has its own personality, and that's why I love it, because I know what it is and what it's been, and I don't want it to change. But I hear the noise of how people throw rocks at it, like it needs this or that, and that's why. And she didn't agree. I don't. That's too strong. But what did you think? Is there anything from the WBC that MLB can take? Or no, Goo, these are the countries, so that passion is second to none. And that's why when I'm watching the WBC, it's electric.
Well, the players clearly care. The non-American players care a lot more about the World Baseball Classic, I think, than about their individual clubs. And part of that is just because it's a short tournament. And that's where I think Netflix has hit the nail on the head, and I'm glad that the Giants are involved, is because, and I know you said you didn't like it because it didn't feel like baseball, but I think one of the reasons why the NFL and the NBA are, in my opinion, more popular products, they don't necessarily make more money,
okay. But
they're more popular, is because there's less of it. There's more of a craving for 17 NFL games.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an event. Each and every game is an event. And while it's opening night, and that means there's 161 more of these bad boys coming up, the idea of having one game by itself for the, you know, whoever wants to watch in the baseball community, I think that that matters a little bit more.
No, I'm with you.
You're more siloed in.
No doubt, E. And, you know, ESPN not having Sunday Night Baseball, I thought to myself, man, what is Major League Baseball doing?
It's not on ESPN anymore.
That's what, but it's still there.
Yeah, it's on NBC.
Yeah, so I was like, that just didn't make any sense that after all these years, Joe Morgan, all the guys that called Sunday, it's going away, but no, it's just on a different venue. So that's a must. That's like your Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully you don't get a Sunday-like matchup where you brought this up yesterday. The Sunday night matchup for NBA was supposed to be Curry against Brunson.
Yeah. Well, Brunson was there.
And it was Pods against Brunson.
Yeah.
It was Pods against Brunson. We didn't even get Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
We didn't even get his 30 points in 25 minutes, which nobody seems to care about.
Hey!
You know what I mean?
We do care, E.
Seriously, though, if I asked you who the top five players are in the NBA right now, how would you...
Wimby?
How would you rank them?
Now, when you say... when I say top five, this is must-watch for me.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Wimby. Luka.
Yep.
Shea. And the chef.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned him because...
I mean that.
I can't have him in my top five this year, right now. Because I think the guys that are playing the best for me that I want to watch, we align on a lot of them. I think Shea, Jokic, to me, is there. Wemby, Doncic.
I'm surprised you put Luka on there. I appreciate you for that. Like, well, I can look past his flaws.
He's balling.
He's incredible.
He's absolutely balling.
That bet with Stoddy's lock. I'm good, huh?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to go 1-1 this year. One for you, one for him.
All right.
By the way, those that didn't know, the bet was what?
That the Lakers would be top five or higher. Top six.
Yeah, top six.
So I'm good.
They're third right now?
Yes. Climbing, moving on up like the Jefferson.
Yeah, I think they got 4.5 games between them and the seven. And then the other one was obviously the Warriors winning 50 games, which, night-night. But I think it's Kawhi Leonard. I think that fifth spot is Kawhi.
I want to almost feel like I forgot, but you got to do it a little more next season too, Kawhi.
But that's where I was going with this is if you have Curry in your top five.
That's just incredible.
How confident are you? Because we were talking about do you feel worse or better about the Porzingis injury versus Steph's injury. How confident are you that going into next season – he's still going to be a top five player?
It's a nightmare on Warrior Street. I don't yet have that answer. And as these 14 games in the season, plays out, if he's not back, then I'm like, oh boy, something's really popping off. And hopefully I'll be proven wrong. But if he comes back the last four or five games, then maybe it was just a sabbatical that he needed it at 38. Happy birthday. But, Evan, what if I told you that's something I'm dealing with all game long while I'm watching the Warriors play and try to hold it down without them? But I don't have that answer. But the first answer to I don't have that answer is four letters, F-E-A-R. The fear of
yeah.
Fear. Okay. Yeah, they look at you. Like, I'm fearful, E. This thing could be chronic. And again, I said to you and Steiny, it might not be a team or a defense that stops the chef or slows him down. It could be this knee. And he wouldn't be the first athlete to have the course of their career change in regard to being great because of said injury.
No,
and I hope I'm wrong and being too strong.
And I hope you're wrong, too. I hope we're both wrong. But the reality is this will be the fewest games that he will have played
in the season
since 2020. When he had the freak hand injury,
yes.
And then they held him out, and he only played five games. Since then, he's played at least 55 games every single year.
Man.
The only year he didn't was in 2023. Every single year since he played five games in 2020, he has been an all-NBA performer.
Oh, man.
Even if there was no 65 games rule, I don't think he would be on an all-NBA team this season just because you didn't play enough. So it's hard for me to go into next season expecting him to suddenly turn back into a top five player. I think that's how the Warriors have to approach this from here on out.
Mm.
Not to say that Steph can't be dominant.
Right.
Not to say that Steph can't still win you some games, maybe even hopefully in the future win you a playoff series. But to me, if the Warriors are going into next season in his age 38 year expecting him to be a top five player, I think that is, I think that's really dangerous.
It is, and it's something they'll monitor, we'll monitor just with our pair of eyes. But I thought you were going to not get offended, but sports radio be like, "Goo, that's too strong." But you're kind of in the realm of, we need to see how this thing plays out. And I didn't share with you last year. I went and got my physical because I'm scared to, you know, check under the hood. And I got all my, you know, levels and everything done, Evan. And I'm thinking, what the DNA of my ancestors. I'm good on that diabetes. But the doc was showing me, I did an x-ray of my back. And then on the lower back, this after everything was good, thumbs up.
Sciatica?
No, it was arthritis. And I go, what's all that? He goes, you see all that there, lower back, right? But I ain't got no lower back, but I'm still hooping. He goes, that's arthritis. And it was a lot of it. And I said, well, how do we get rid of it? I'll never forget. He goes, you can't. And I said, damn, that's just in me, but I get it. But I'm still hooping and feel like Kawhi. But that's what I'm hoping Steph is not dealing with. And every time I look at Dibs, who's had everything under the sun, I go to him on, Evan, what scares me is this is not a broken hand or foot or bone. This is not a torn Achilles. At least you know that it's going to heal. This is kind of the unknown of, does the old, you know, is the knee feeling cranky or is it, I don't know. And that's what scares me about this.
Well, absolutely. And it should, because that's something that is, like, age is irreversible. You know what I mean?
That's a, hey, boy. Well, they got HGH.
Yep, and we heard from Mel Duncan that there's a player on the Braves that really likes to
that's
use it.
That's his second time.
Jerickson Profar is done.
He got the whole year before it started.
Yeah, he got the Alex Rodriguez, 162.
So do you think he takes the test like, I might pass it? No, seriously, if you're going to risk that, do you take the test like, do you get in the car after or whatever? Like, I might pass it.
No, I remember reading about back in the day that they have the steroid cycling is so fine.
Ooh.
That the only way you can get caught, I'm serious, the only way you can get caught is if you mess up. You forget to take your pills on a certain day. You don't take your injection at a certain time. Like, steroid users back in the day used to have it down to such a science that it was untraceable. And the only way that guys would get caught would be if they didn't follow the regimen that their scientists that laid out for them. So, yeah, I think Profar messed up.
I'm talking too much.
I mean, not that you should be using PEDs, yeah. I'm saying. But
statute of limitations. But I remember when marijuana wasn't legal and people, friends of mine, teenagers or in their early 20s.
You ever have to duck a drug test?
They had stuff that you could go buy and purchase and, you know, you take it and then you go, you do your business and you're clear. When weed was licked at, you know, like, hey, you can't work for us, you blow trees.
I'm not gonna lie, when I was 22 years old, I had to take a drug test. I mean, I've taken them since and before then, but I looked at the job and said,
see you
it ain't worth it.
Damn, wow, man.
It ain't worth it. I was 22
My
years
man,
old.
Cheats and chalk.
Grown a lot since then. Yeah. Grown a lot since then. And
that is too funny.
Don't worry.
He's out the whole year. What do you do? And that's without pay, I'm thinking, right? Of course.
It depends on the contract. But
I'm sure he's got to break.
You know, if you're suspended, you ain't getting
he
paid.
He had a good year a couple years ago with the Padres. And I was
Why
like,
do you think he had a good year?
Yeah. Well, Barry's my favorite baseball player, him and Ricky.
Yeah.
But Barry was an all-star before when he was skinny, like
Ricky,
you.
Ricky Henderson was an all-star.
No, I mean he's my up there with Ricky.
I got you. Yeah.
But my point being is Barry was an all-star before he took the stuff.
Yeah, no, he was an all-timer before, and then that put him into a one-of-one stratosphere. That's the difference.
Evan, there's a video at the all-star game, I forget the year. He was in line, and they introduced Mark McGwire after Barry. Mark McGwire came. He was on his roids. Picked him up like he was a rag doll, and Barry laughed, but I could tell, and people, the video was, this was the moment Barry said he was going to the lab, Balco, like he didn't like it, but Evan, he went and mastered it, and I watched every one of those home runs in that magical 73 season where I had non-baseball fans, my boy Silk Basie, watching Giant games just for Barry to hit homers.
Well, that's, if I'm thinking about Big Mac, and really, that was the biggest Mac. That was probably after 96. And now you got me thinking, too, because...
Him and Sosa. So did they save baseball? After the strike,
save baseball, you know, strike shortened season in 94. Yeah. You could make a case they did. But you got me thinking about Bonds now. Even his body broke down at some point. Now, it took him until age 40 to do it.
Okay, I was going to say that.
And baseball is a much different sport. But after Barry Bonds turned 40...
Oh, give it to
me.
He
didn't hit more than 28 home runs in a season. And that's...
Well, now he's immortal, and that ain't bad, but yeah.
No, he was an incredible player. Yeah. There's never been a hitter, or potentially even baseball player, better than him that has laced up cleats. But that's what I'm thinking about with Steph, right? When is that point?
Wow,
because I think it happens fast. I mean, I would say it's happened to Draymond Green this year, where he's just
falling
off a cliff.
I mean, the diamond lane fast. No, fast track.
HOV.
Yes.
Yeah, real quick.
No doubt about it. So we're not there yet. But again, it's not about – I guess that's the other part of this, Evan. I've never saw a slow version of Steph Curry. I've never – he was always hampered. Remember, he couldn't get past Kevin Love in the final. But there was something there to that. He just got injured. Remember,
yeah, he had a knee injury.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt. And he couldn't he tried, but – you know, there was a reason. So we haven't seen that. I just hope this damn runner's knee, in a crazy world, is a lifelong Warrior fan, and I say that to say, Evan, I wish what Steph was going through was made more sense in regard to the science of, oh, he broke his foot, he's out. But this is so cryptic because it's runner. It's like my arthritis in my back. You can't get rid of it. It's just, but you know what I mean?
I think that's why this is the point where you start getting injuries that you can't predict and you can't explain.
That is wild.
And maybe even like your arthritis that you can't get rid of.
But I ain't feeling it yet. I keep adding that.
No, I hope you never feel
right,
it. Or if
right.
you do, there's medication to help, you know, help you keep hooping. But with Curry, that's why if I'm looking at next season, you know, again, to me, everything that he gives you is probably going to be great when he's on the floor. But I think one of the issues with this season is that they clearly went into this year assuming that he was going to play 70 games
like
he did last
year. And I understand that. Do you have any problem with that? If you looked at the Carfax report.
No, I didn't, because he had done it 2 years in a row and he looked like he was in great shape.
Man.
But I also think that you have to take the information, you say this all the time, new information. To me, new information about Curry is that you cannot assume that he's going to be healthy for a full season for the remainder of his career. And maybe that's something you also go to the table with this summer if you're thinking about a new contract for him after 2027. But if the Warriors are heading into next year, and Curry's still their best player.
Yeah,
but
not even close.
Asking a 38-year-old to play like a 28-year-old, I think I wouldn't be shocked if we're in the same place that we are right now next season.
Evan, I'm here. I've been doing it. It's only 2 days, second day of the week, and I'm having a ball. And Stoney, I hope you're having fun, but I'm putting his head on your shoulders again, because I've said this. I keep going to LeBron. I know it's different physiques. I know it's different DNA, but weren't the Lakers trying to have the 40-year-old LeBron be the 30-year-old LeBron? And it worked pretty well. He got injured, different injuries, so he didn't win all the battles, but he's winning. And I guess I'm hoping Steph can have that type of, battle with Father Time like LeBron did. To where this is a one-off, give me 65, 60 next year. I feel like that's a thumbs up in today's NBA. But you are right. I don't have the answer to that question. But I do know this. Jimmy ain't going to be there opening night. I don't know what Porzingis' future is. And we got what we got, barring a draft pick. Steph is going to be needed like the 30-year-old Steph.
Yeah, and I think that's asking a lot of him. If he played tomorrow, which he won't.
Okay.
But if he played tomorrow against the Boston Celtics and played the rest of the regular season, he will have played 53 games.
That is wild.
And what did we talk about earlier? If we could get four from him at the end of the regular season into the play-in.
Man.
Shoot, and actually I'd like to revise it. If you could just get him for the play-in, I think, and you promised me he's 100%, I think that's a win right now for Steph, because he's got to get into the dance.
Yeah,
that's really the Warriors' goal right now.
And they say there's no, in regard to NBA conditioning, Evan, there's no duplication of, you can run the treadmill, practice, and do whatever, but there's nothing like game action. So we got to remember, him coming back like Porzingis is doing. It takes some time to get your win back. I know he's in great shape, but you know what I mean? That top tip, Steph Curry type of wind and conditioning. Because the one thing about this, the component that bothers me is his runner's knee, but that's what he does when he's on the court like no other, all gamey. So it's going to be tested if that bad boy is okay.
Yeah, I mean, the name of the injury, I guess, is a little more daunting. Like, if he had an MCL sprain, I would still be feeling bad about it. I mean, to me, the severity of the injury is the issue more than the name of it. But like, dude, all their players right now,
the MCL, I would feel better. Go ahead though.
Whenever he comes back, who are the best players on Golden State right now?
Including Steph.
Yeah, including everybody that's on IR.
Which Al Horford.
Is like a Niners list.
Porzingis and Steph.
Yeah, okay, so those three guys.
Yeah.
Because of the nature of their age or their injury or illness, it's not just the injury itself or happening again. I think it's also the amount of time needed to recover because they're older.
Yes.
Like, Steph might have been able to bounce back from something like this 10 years ago, maybe in half the time.
But he probably wouldn't have had it.
Well, that's a good point. But the whole thing is, you know, when you got those young legs, those, like, your body can just fight these things. I mean, Al Horford had sciatica, and yes, if he was younger, he wouldn't have had it.
It seemed like forever.
He probably would have been able to bounce back. You know what I'm saying? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm gonna dive back into the Warriors. Also got some news coming up at the back half of the show. I got something that I want to tell Goo.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
It's bugging me a little bit. Goo had his poll at the beginning of the show, which we can.
That was so unfair. You understood though, right?
We could kind of review it, but.
And I think we owe a player an apology on our both top fives. I'll tell you who on the other side.
Oh, I like that. All right, we're giving you another chance, by the way, during the crossover to win a spot in Knockout at Chase Center Monday, April 6th. Listen to the crossover today, all week long, two spots each day between 1:45 and 2:15. That's right, two spots every single day this week during the crossover. For more information, go to 957thegame.com. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Goober Johnson. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by CalSheet, trade on anything.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.